JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kicks 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
Just 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
And we'll do the best to help you out with whatever's bugging you
guys.
You just have to get a hold of us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
It was pointed out to me yesterday because, of course, I was doing all my 10 miles coverage from a bar. And it was pointed out to me by one of the patrons in there that during couples therapy, the people are 100% on picking the right choice. Someone said, I think you're right.
How would you know that?
Yeah, they just told me. I believe you. I think the people are 100% right now. They're dominating the world. They're always helping out people, helping out these couples.
And that's what we're going to do today for Chris and Frankie.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
There's no way to know that, but
hey,
yes.
We're 100%. They're 100%. We're saving everybody's marriages. Life is good around here. There's nothing we can't handle.
Exactly. So Chris is the one who reached out to us and would like us to help him with his wife, Frankie. Good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Dude, hey, thanks for joining the show, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to get down right to this.
Please do. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a unique problem. My my crazy wife, she wants me to, wax the old rusty wagon wheel. She wants me to be smooth in my backside.
That's the wagon wheel? Oh, I was not, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know.
She wants you to do what now?
I was not sure what that euphemism was, like where we were talking about.
She wants you.
Your body.
She wants you to do what?
She wants me to wax my cornhole.
What?
She wants me smooth down there.
I have so many questions, and I realize I don't actually want the answers to any of them. I just had a list of questions pop up in my head, and then, don't want to know any of them.
Oh, my God.
Now you know why I called you guys.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Okay.
All right, let's bring your wife on. Let's see what his wife has to say.
Frankie, good morning.
Good morning.
So.
What?
What?
Okay.
What?
Everybody relax. Everyone is going to be on my side on this, okay?
Okay.
You have to understand my reasoning.
Okay.
Lay it out there for us.
All right. First off, he leaves racetracks in all of his underwear.
Wow. Oh, no.
Okay.
That's not where I thought this was going at all.
I had to stop doing his laundry. It was just, oh my God. It was so nauseating.
Are those things correlated?
Well.
Guilty.
Oh, man.
But guys, here's the thing. Like, how are we supposed to, have, sexy time when he's got, oh my God, Daytona mud racetracks in the back of his shorts.
Oh, wow.
Well, I assume the hair would act as sort of a filter there.
I mean.
I got nothing but laughter.
Yeah.
No, that's legit not sexy.
Okay.
See, so it's going to help. And, again, that's not even the half of it. You know,
okay.
He also works for the railroad, and during the summer, he gets swamp butt.
Mm.
Really bad swamp butt.
Yeah.
And again, it is. Oh, it's gross. It's gross.
Again, guilty.
See, it's not like he's denying any of this. Like, at least he's up front.
Right.
My eyes are
watering. Is it going to cause chafing? Okay, so Frankie, right, I have to ask, have you ever had that done?
No, I do it. I take care of my yard, okay? I take care of it all. I'm always about it. And I have a friend whose hubby does this, and she says it is so sexy. So I am all about it. I just want him to try it once. Just once, if he likes it.
Wow.
All right, so you want him to get a Brazilian, basically?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Is
my eyes are watering just thinking about the pain.
Team Frankie, Chris should get a Brazilian, and Team Chris, yeah, no? I mean, is...
I mean, I think so.
Is that
there,
what we're...
Is there somewhere in the middle where there's more grooming, but not necessarily that?
No, no, no. I'm not... I'm only doing the backside. We're not getting to the middle either.
Do they even do that?
Yeah, Alicia, we're going to start with the backside. Like, I can't push too hard. Like, I feel like it's a good... I feel like this is a good compromise, doing, like, the backside Brazilian.
That's a thing? Like, okay. I don't go in, put your money down, and be like, just the hole.
Oh, Lauren, your broadcasting career just took a whole new...
Settle for the backyard.
Okay.
Just the backyard, not the front yard.
All right. Well, let's ask the people. So what's the question?
This is, here we go.
Don't miss this.
I'm on Team Chris.
Next on the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Morning Show.
All right, we put it up on Facebook or Twitter. Are you Team Frankie, Chris should get a Brazilian, or are you Team Chris? Yeah, no. We'll talk to the people and see what they say next.
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music and a lot of funny talking.
It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kicks 96.9.
One of the most awkward couple therapies we've done.
You've done this before, JP.
What?
Jinx.
I haven't.
Even Lauren was surprised by that. I just assumed this was a thing. Like, I've always thought, I just assumed you shaved your arms, but you don't. I look down, I don't
arms
see
are
it.
There. Legs, leg hair's there.
Oh, you strike me as a shaver of the body kind of guy.
I will be honest, I have thought about the undercarriage and clearing that
out. Oh, God, I'll never get this look off my face now.
I'm just being honest. You guys should see the look on Lauren's face.
I'm going to get stuck goodness. Like this.
It's the same, remember that time that I tooted in the theater, in the studio? Same look. Same look you got right there. And all I said tooted.
So are you Team Frankie, her husband Chris should get a Brazilian and try it?
Oh, my God. It is 83% Team Frankie right now.
Really?
On Twitter.
Okay, so we want to know from you. 466-9696. Should Chris get a Brazilian, yes or no?
I feel like these are...
Frankie needs to step up to the plate.
Oh, so you're on her team.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like a new woman. She'll be all over him.
Okay. All right. She did say like four different times about sexy times, so maybe.
Well, yeah, that's what she's looking for.
Nick on Facebook, with great sacrifice could come glorious reward.
That's... It's so uncomfortable.
Right?
Oh. By the way, I think I know why the voting is the way it is.
Okay.
She said he works at the railroad. I guarantee his buddies at the BN are all jumping on here and voting.
Oh, probably.
To make him have to get a Brazilian. I guarantee
just to,
it.
Just to stick it to him?
Yeah,
just to
100%.
Him.
That's what friends are for.
Michael on Facebook says, talk about airing your dirty laundry.
All right, so should... is it Team Frankie? Chris should go downtown and get a Brazilian.
I want to hear from some dude that's had this done. If there is someone out there, I want to hear from you. I want to know how that happened.
Brazilian or no Brazilian, 466-9696 with couples therapy. Going downtown.
Oh, no! Ain't
nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
It's couples therapy. Oh my goodness, this is... ridiculous. What do you got, Husker?
C. Weber on Cameron on Twitter, at Cameron and a bunch of numbers. He said, guys, a lot of alcohol, a very bad bet gone wrong. I couldn't sit down for like a week.
Oh, wow. No.
Chris, his wife, Frankie, wants him to get waxed, the Brazilian, if you will.
Just the back?
So for our wedding, to go on our honeymoon, Jess demanded... because she hates like neck hair. She thinks it's gross.
Okay.
And I get like a mullet in like two weeks.
Neck?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like my neck hair on my beard connects to it. Like that's how, if I don't shave it. So Jess
like
made
a
me.
Shakespearean collar.
Oh, 100%. Like I don't need a scarf, okay, if I don't want one. But so she had me go get waxed on the back of my neck. Oh my Lanta, that hurts so bad. So I can't imagine what would be going on in that neighborhood. Woo!
Down low.
What's really interesting? Is on Twitter, it is 80% Team Frankie, meaning, yes, he should get waxed. On Facebook, it is 60% Team Chris, meaning,
really?
No, he should not. It switched on the two platforms.
Chris just tweeted us, and she said, great song choice followed by this one. I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
You're welcome, people. You'll never hear that song the same way again.
So we wanted to hear from you. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't really know what team to be on here, but what if he got, like, those flushable to get a more thorough clean?
Flushable wipes?
Yes. Yeah. They saw them in the toilet paper aisle.
Oh, this is the greatest show we've ever done.
I've heard of flushable wipes. Oh, my goodness. I have a friend that he carries them around with him wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah. They say you never go back. It's a game changer.
Interesting.
Yeah, you get the flushable wipes.
You never go back.
We have another tweet coming in. This one is from Ollie Oxenfree, and it says lip gloss and hot sauce, so you know she's fire.
I thought that was her suggestion.
No.
What?
Yeah, lip gloss and hot sauce. Wait, oh, boy. Well, hold on. She said waxing isn't that bad. The pain will let up after like a day. Also, you could try shaving first before going to straight waxing. There is no razor blade getting anywhere near that area.
Like the electric ones.
Whatever, man. Those kinda things will still bite you.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, I mean, you guys shave your faces. I've shaved my legs.
They're stubble in a day.
The stubble. And also, that's not a, like, smooth area to shave.
Don't make that hand. She's doing like
pantomime.
If you were to like open up and put your face through like here's Johnny, like Lauren's
but
doing this.
Lauren. That would not be an easy area to shave at all.
The worst pantomime you've ever done.
Stop doing
Can
that.
Can you imagine little nicks in there?
Little nicks.
You just channeled your inner JP right there.
Little nicks like you cut.
Yeah,
not like
I know.
You.
Like.
Just tiny little knees, and they're like, don't worry, I'll take care of business.
High kicks.
The chocolate tunnel.
Neither one. I'm both, but my thoughts and prayers go out to the person that actually has to get back there and do the job. If it's as bad as she is, I wouldn't want to touch it. So.
That's real. That's a real concern.
And you did ask for someone.
I did. I need to hear from somebody who has had this done. So I can like confirm. I need to hear what that situation
and
is.
And we
going
have
on.
Said someone good morning.
Well, Husker Nick said he wanted a call from somebody firsthand.
Okay. Have you done this?
Oh yeah, just like a regular haircut, about every 3 months.
Oh my gosh, I'm squeezing my cheeks together right now. And I'm not trying.
But wait. So do you like it?
Well, it's just. My gal, she's all neat with her stuff, and, you know, she wanted me to be neat, so I said, okay. The first time's the worst time. After that, you just, you know, you're kind of psychologically set for it. So, you know.
Your pain tolerance is much higher, and you can handle it now?
Well, I just really don't, you know, you get all worked up when you do something for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you go to the same person every time?
Well, I normally, now that it's been done a few times, I'm trying to have help getting it done. So I don't even go to anybody now.
You just take care of business on your own?
My gal does it for me.
All right.
Okay.
You have a close relationship. That is you guys are a strong. That's a strong bond you two have.
Well, hey,
I appreciate that.
I
did, man. Hey, I appreciate. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in.
That's also a commitment to saving money.
Have a good one.
All right, Lauren, you like saving money.
Is this Paul and
no?
You guys do your own haircuts.
Yeah, you guys do your own haircuts at the house.
Kids, I do the kids.
And Paul's hair.
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I did at one point. But, like, if there's just, I love my husband. There's a level of closeness I don't desire.
So if Paul shows up and says, honey, bunny, I need you to wax my undercarriage.
Here's $30. Say, find someone who's trained to do this. Is that something you want somebody?
No, I don't want anybody. I don't care if they're trained or not. Not interested for me. I'm
but
on
like,
Team Chris here.
I just feel like there are some things you don't want to save money on.
Buy a bidet. That's my answer right now to this whole thing.
A bidet.
Let's bring them back in. Are they back with us still?
On Twitter, it's 71% Team Frankie to do the Brazilian.
Chris, are you going to go through with this now that the people have voted?
I said I would. I think I'm going to grab a bottle of whiskey and make sure I don't eat too much burritos before.
That's what I'm talking about.
dear.
All right. Well, good luck.
Wait, maybe not eat the burrito right before you do it, baby.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to do that, thankfully enough.
A bottle of whiskey is probably a good idea.
All right. Well, we may have to hear back from you guys to see how you, things
just
went.
Send an email to JP.
That's an email. Just
you
to
guys,
me.
You okay. You guys just hang. You keep that. You send it to him.
Well, Frankie, there you go. Chris is gonna get things taken care of for you. And thank you both for being a part of the show.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Chris, good luck to you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Tell you, if you need our assistance, it could be anything. Now that we've done
really
that.
Anything,
oh, my goodness.
Apparently.
Literally anything.
Oh, dear.
Brought to you by Certified Transmission.